n'omusumba
Robina
read over the Bible
batutwale maaso
take us
further.
Katonda
we thank God
atuyigiriza okugasa
muzo teaching us to profit
nga bwe yatusuubiza mu Isaya
In
Isaiah 48:17,
God who teaches us how to profit. And like Micah chapter 4, He's brought us.
He's
brought us on His mountain to be taught. And His spirit is faithful.
He
sent
in
John 14:26.
But
teaches and reminds us all things.
It's
anointing teaching us.
We
accept the rebuke of the Father.
Proverbs 1:23.
Truly pours the Spirit on us.
And it draws
us understand His word. Now when they get filled in us, it becomes the light which lightens us. Just as the promise in John 15:7. If we abide in Him, and His words abide in us, we can ask all we need and it is given us. We thank the Father and we thank the Son and the Holy Spirit for giving us the good moment like this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We
move on to see the schemes of the devil unto God and to His church,
and
we're still winding up to separate the Spirit of God and His works of righteousness from the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mukasera kano,
in this time,
we
sing that beast.
The
beast with two horns like of the Lamb of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The
beast with two horns
like
of God,
yes.
The Lord Jesus.
Is
to see that the salvation which is false.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
We
ended somewhere yesterday. They began to explain us what are those horns.
And
why did they say they are like of the Lamb of God?
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. But we were told that this beast, it's the fourth kingdom of the devil. The spirit of the devil,
Roman Empire,
that known as the Roman Empire,
and
they made their image
Roman Catholic Church,
that known as the Roman Catholic Church.
Now
the same beast,
when it
saw all things that turned against it, they had begun to realize it
and
wanted to fake a false salvation. That beast had seven heads and it cut off six heads and it remained with one head. It had 10 horns and it took off 8 horns and it remained with 2 horns. But many times here we meet the spirits. Praise Jesus so much. This time they look like of the Lord Jesus. All those spirits appear like the spirit of Christ. This was done as they created the false salvation. But we ended as we moved on to get explained concerning the 2 horns.
We are
going to begin from there right now. First and foremost, in Daniel chapter 7, verse 23, anytime they speak of the beasts, which you read in Daniel and Revelations, they speak of the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil, and it's spread over people to use them. Let's first read Daniel. Daniel 7, verse
23. Obutalifanana era buli lyensi zonna era buli zisambirira Erabuli zimenya menya.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Daniel isliyo musango.
In Daniel 7.
Daniel yaraba insoroza.
Daniel saw beasts which were four.
Na yenga zigambiwo kubera kwa kabaka.
But it said to be the kingdom.
Eranga kwa kabaka kwa sita.
It is the kingdom of the devil.
Wawirako kwa kabaka obwaso ko
yesu yeso. The first kingdom of the first beast. It was called the Babylon Empire.
Then
and we saw the second kingdom of the second beast, which was known as Medo Persia.
Then moved
on to see the third beast,
which we saw
as the kingdom of the Greek.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Then to ask money so then you
we end up with the fourth beast. After we had understood it, that truly it's the kingdom
Roman Empire,
which was known as the Roman
Empire.
But after it's gotten a wound, that wound is called the Roman Catholic. To be able to fight the salvation.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
After
many seasons have passed, they began to realize them. What they saw, people are moving on to get more saved. And they created a fake salvation that we call the beast with two horns. That like of the Lamb of God.
That's
the Lord Jesus.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus so much.
Him.
That beast we saw, when they told us in Revelation 13, they explained us in Revelation 13, verses 1 and
2,
that it had seven heads
and
10 horns, but ahead we shall see how we took off some and remained with one. Let's first read of it in Revelations. Revelation 13, verse 1.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The beast we've seen in Daniel
7:23,
which we've understood it was called Roman Empire,
spirit
of the devil, when it arose to reign over people.
And
we saw it made an image that known as the Roman Catholic Church and the many religions which lie under it. That beast's appearance or in its working, it has seven heads. There is a head or the mountain where it rains, that known as the spirit of false church, that we call the false churches. There is the one, the spirit of wickedness or sorcery,
and
it's the second head. Those we call demons over the clans. There is even the political head, the false political head.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then
and it has another head of the social relations.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. There we find having clans, nations, and languages. Those divisions which shift us from the holy clan of God.
Then we
have the head of games and sports.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Where
people support football and games and desist to have wisdom to study God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then
we have another head of the economic field,
where
we seek for Mr. Money and forget to seek for God.
In
the healthy sector, the head which is messed up.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But unto the torn horns, which we see on this beast, we saw them under the major 10 fallen angels, those leading groups of the fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
when we look on this beast, which remained with two horns,
it
confused, took off the six heads and even took off the eight horns and appeared as salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Katugiene mukubikulirwa ne sura 10 na sura 11.
Revelation 13:11.
Kubikulirwa sura ya 10 na sura 11.
Revelation 13:11.
Nenda mensole ndalange eva munsi. Era yalina amayemba abiri agafanana ngagomwa. Nenda mensole ndalange eva munsi. Era yalina amayemba abiri agafanana ngagomwa na gwendiga.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ensole eno,
this beast,
or
the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil,
it
arose again on another side, the two horns or two spirits, evil spirits, but they have appeared like of the Lamb of God. That's the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in the end, we wanted to show you those two spirits which appear like. If you are in that false salvation, you will be able to understand those two spirits and see them. Because there is the spirit of the counsel which is false, where there are prophecies of the devils, and they can prophesy upon you. And there is even a power which is not good, the spirit of power which is not good. And
you are
going for the seven spirits of God, and there are the seven eyes of God, those which appear on the Lamb of God. It's the Lord Jesus. Those appearing like the seven horns. Praise Jesus. Now about false salvation, and
he
said that this beast,
it
moved on to work many miracles.
And
if you're not careful, you may think it's the salvation. Let's read and hear. Revelation 13. Revelation 13:11.
Era yalina amayemba abiri agafanana ng'ag'omwana gw'endiga, neyogera ng'ogusota, nekoze obuyinza bwonna obw'ensolo ey'olubereberye mu maaso gaayo, n'esinzisa ensi n'abatuulamu, ensolo ey'olubereberye eyawona ekiwundu eky'okufa, nekola obubonero bunene era okussa omuliro okuva mu ggulu ku nsi mu maaso g'abantu.
Yakoza ebyamagero bingi,
worked many miracles,
n'okutuuka okuyita omuliro,
even to reach into coal fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
can pretend that it's the anointing of Elijah, that which calls fire from heaven.
And
many have moved in this thing. Most of you are explaining to you that salvation has been moving for some time, yet it's been being fought.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
began in Israel as the BC was winding up, when the Savior was sent in the world, like written in John
3:16.
And for God so loved the world, and he gave his one begotten Son, that we can be saved through him. But it reached a time
when
Israel shut salvation out, when the AD was beginning.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And salvation entered Rome, according to Acts 28. It passed through Apostle Paul and it entered in Rome.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But remember,
the Roman Empire
that the Roman Empire was the one reigning
in
the entire world.
So,
now to take salvation in Rome,
it
brought a very serious problem onto the leadership there.
And
that beast known as the fourth beast,
Roman Empire,
the Roman Empire, it got that wound. What they did was one, to be able to get healed of the wound, they created an image of that beast, or the kingdom of the Romans. They created an image known as the Roman Catholic Church, that their rulership will be healed. Now the fourth salvation, until reaching when Martin Luther, in 312, he moved up in England, and he began salvation there, that which was known as the Protestants. Oh, those the Protestants.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And contended much with the ways of the Catholics.
And
after they began to appear like them, means the beast moved on capturing them. But they moved up to 1800s and they fell totally flat. Salvation in that America,
in California.
In the California. That's where it began from. For from 1800 it fell in 1903.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
And
there arose that false salvation in 1906 in
the
New York and Los Angeles.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
salvation moving on the finances of this world.
So in Sora,
that's where the beast arose from.
Beast
which has horns like of the Lamb of God. There appeared power, but it's not God. There appeared prophecies, but we center on the things of the world and we get destroyed. Right now, salvation like that appears like this. It moves on right now, moving on. And salvation is false. And we think Christ is within it. Yes, people have appeared having false Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So which can sorry?
Now thus that beast of the two horns, those like of the Lamb of God,
is
the same beast known as Roman Empire. The fourth beast. But this time it decided to clothe the image of the Lamb of God,
which
is the Lord Jesus. And it appeared as if spread salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
I want to begin on those two horns to explain you first and foremost why they are like of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus. And Jesus, does he have two horns or seven? To mean the seven spirits of God. Revelations 5,
6,
seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, they appear on the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus, in the way of the seven horns.
Same as him,
not demons. We speak of horns like of the sheep. Revelations 5:6.
Nenda ba wakati wentebe nevira mwevina ne wakati wabakadde omwana gwendiga nga imiride ngafana nange yatibwa ngalina mayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu jemeyo musanvu ejja Katonda.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Come on for yes,
Lord Jesus. He appeared with these seven spirits under the seven eyes of God, which is sent in the entire world. And if you see them from far, these seven spirits, when they in a lampstand in that form, up there you see as if there are horns on the top.
Lampstand
is lighting on the bodies. How you see it? Maybe on this image.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Or
there's even the one behind you there.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
When
you see how the lamps light up there. This one saw them from far and he saw them appearing like horns.
And
those are the seven eyes of God. They are the seven spirits of God. Now this beast, the kingdom of the devil, see how it clothes that likeness. Some of the seven spirits, and it brought out two among them.
It's
to say the beast has two horns, those like of the Lamb of God. Among the seven spirits of God, this beast, the kingdom of the devils, what we call false salvation, for appearing like Christ. It came with those two spirits to confuse the rightful salvation born again and cons them with a fake salvation. Praise Jesus. When they meet the seven spirits, they appear much in the lampstand, like Revelation 4, verse 5.
Kubikulwe sule yoku no nyoro kutano. Ne kuntebe nga kuvako okumyansa na amalohozi n'okubwatuka. Ne tabazo musanve z'omuliro nga zaka mu maaso g'entebe. Jemi y'omusanve gya Katonda.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Etabazo z'omusanve.
Those seven lamps.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
They
explain the seven spirits of God. But we
have
told you that
on
the seven spirits,
this
beast known as the Roman Empire, the kingdom of the devil, it's meant to have 10 horns. But it cut out 8, remained with 2, and changed it. Those 2 evil spirits, the fallen angels, and they appeared like the Spirit of God among the seven spirits of God. And these 2, there is the spirit of counsel of the seasons and times. And they bring in the counsel which is false. And they remain prophesying upon you. But they prophesy the life of this world. Yet in the next life they never prophesy upon it. They manifest power. What would have called the spirit of power? But their power is not good.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
let's read in Isaiah, see the names of the seven spirits.
Isaiah 11,
verse 1 and 2.
Isaiah
11,
verse
1 and 2. Isaiah 11, verses 1.
Eyane mchikolo cha yese, muri vensibuka, netabi edidiva mumizije edidiva levivala.
Tumanyinga, chikolo echo.
We know that that stamp, or the branch of the vine, it is the Lord Jesus. Like in John 15, verses 1 to 5. But they told us that in his coming he was meant to have 7 spirits. And he had to reveal the Holy Spirit to us in his fullness. It's to say the Holy Spirit is made up of the 7 spirits in his fullness. And these are their names. Isaiah 11 verses 2. There is what we call the Spirit of the Lord, who appears in the middle of that lampstand.
We
have the spirit of wisdom.
We
have the spirit of understanding.
The
spirit of counsel of God.
Maybe not
every seasons and times of everything.
Have
the spirit of power of God to uproot whatever I never planted and to tear down whatever I never built
and
build with power the counsel of God. We have the spirit of knowledge. Have the spirit of fear of God. But in the church of the fake salvation, it's hard to find all these spirits manifest in there. You find their prophecies, what's called the counsel which is deceptive. And they can look through your forefathers, 5 of them behind you. Just as the shrine experience happens, and they prophesy upon you, and they manifest power which is not good, that which needs much endless sacrifices to sowing and things like those. And if you don't give in their hands, there is persecutions involved. Now there is
no
sort of wisdom there. You move on to get wise in the Lord. It's hard to move on into understanding. It's hard to move into knowledge. And
abantu.
The fear of people ceases to be in people. It's the spirit of fear of God never manifests. The spirit of the Lord
who
glorifies the Father and His word. He too never appears there. But there is a spirit of glorifying and lifting up those
ministers.
And they make them be sitting in the seat of God. And we call them our spiritual fathers.
Tubaterawo carpet nga kwe batambulira.
Put for them carpets and they walk on them.
Tweragira okwaniriza kitaffe
omukulu. We forget to welcome our Father in heaven.
Tweraniriza Bobo nga tubakubira ne mu
ngalo. We welcome them as we clap for them.
Kale ebintu ebibeerayo si byangu.
Now things out there are not easy.
Ku mioyo gine omusanvu egya Katonda.
The seven spirits of God,
ensolo eno,
this beast,
obwakabaka bwa Satani,
the kingdom of the devils,
omwoyo gwa Satani,
the spirit of the devils,
ogumanyiddwa nga Roman Empire,
known as the Roman Empire,
gwakolawo obulokozi obw'obulimba,
made a salvation which is deceptive,
era nga babulukukira mu America,
and they sprung out in America,
ogulabika n'emyoyo ebiri egy'obulimba,
and they appeared with two evil false spirits,
nga gyefaananyizaamu emyoyo gya Kristo,
and have appeared like of the seven spirits of Christ,
gimu ku gy'ebiri,
some of them the two of them,
omwoyo yandibadde okuteesa kwa Katonda,
the spirit would have been of the counsel of God,
atulaga ebiro n'ebiseera,
which shows you seasons and times.
Atumire ebipimo bya buli kintu,
measures, measurements of everything.
Bone baleetawo ebipimo ebitukomya ku bulamu buno.
They brought out measurements which aid us in this life.
Abalagula ku bulamu buno.
And the professor of this life.
Naye ng'obugenda okujja tomanyi kiddako.
But the next life, you don't know what is coming.
Nga balabisa amaanyi.
And the manifest power.
Eyandibadde omwoyo w'amaanyi.
What would have been the spirit of power?
Wakusasulira.
It's for being paid for.
Wakuwera saddaka.
To give much sacrifice.
Wakusibira nnyo mutapingako.
To serve, to fast so much, to tap of him.
Kwegamba bibeera bizibu nnyo.
Things are very hard in there.
Era asobola okuba gwakawo n'abatakula takula.
Fall on you and scratch you from there.
Nemuwulira amaanyi agabasiiwa.
A few powers itching you.
Agabakuba akuba emitwe wansi.
Knocking heads on the floor.
Abalala baagala kweyambula.
Others want to unclothe themselves.
Nga waliwo amaanyi agatali malungi agalabisa.
A power not good which is manifested.
Nga ffe tulowooza nno obulokozi bugenda mu maaso.
And before salvation was progressing on.
Kumbe baleese obulokozi bw'obulimba.
Yet they brought in the salvation which is fake.
Era ekyewuunyisa.
And what surprises.
Kigambwa nti ensolo eno n'amayembe ganaabe.
This beast with two horns.
Obulokozi buno obw'obulimba.
Salvation which is false.
Bumaliriza musinza Roman Empire.
It ends up worshiping the Roman Empire.
Nga muyita mu kifaananyi kyayo Roman Catholic
Church. As they pass its image, the Roman Catholic Church.
N'amadiini gonna agagwomu.
And all religions lying under it.
Nga mwambadde amagandula gaabwe.
And you clothe your cloaks and the collars.
Nkofiira ez'amayembe abiri.
The hearts of the two horns.
Iwaliwo nkofiira ze bambala ba bishopu z'amayembe abiri.
The bishop's cloak up here. It's stretched up like that even behind. We shall see that.
Kwagala basitingira yo video y'ensolo zino.
We want to send you videos of these beasts.
Muzirabe n'ebyambalo by'abakabona.
See them with the clothes of the priests.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus so much.
Naye nga twagambiddwa.
But we were told.
Bwe batunyonyola ku mwoyo gw'okuteesa ogw'obulimba.
Explain the spirit of the castle which is false.
Yalimu ku jembe ly'ensolo eri.
One of the horns of the other beast.
Lye lino wammanga.
This is down here.
Alusomeko. Ejjembe erisooka ery'ensolo.
Let's read the first horn of the beast.
Omwoyo gw'okuteesa okw'obulimba.
The spirit of the counsel which is false.
Obulaguzi bwa Satani.
The prophecies of the devils.
Efeso. Atusomebe Efeso esula ey'okuna.
Let's read Ephesians 4.
Tandise n'olw'ekkumi n'olumu paka olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
We begin from verse 11 to 14.
Abefeso esula yaakuna onyeerwa kkumi na lumu.
Ephesians 4 from verse 11.
Era oyo n'awa abalala okubeera abatume, n'abalala bannabbi, n'abalala ababuulizi, n'abalala abalunda, n'abayigiriza, olw'okutuukiriza abatukuvu, olw'omulimu ogw'okuweereza, olw'okuzimba omubiri gwa Kristo.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mu kanisa y'obulokozi entuufu.
In the rightful church of salvation.
Ekkanisa y'ebeeramu ffe nga
abantu. That church is in us as children of God.
Era tubeera ekkanisa erina okunonebwa nga terina bbala newankubadde
obufugiro. A church which they will come for without spot nor wrinkle.
Era ebeera ezimbwa ebirabo eby'omwoyo.
And it's built by spiritual gifts.
Naye mu bulokozi buli obw'obulimba.
But the salvation which is false.
Obuvudidde ddala okuva e Roma nga bujja bugwa.
Which come from Rome following.
Bazimba ebizimbe.
They build buildings.
Era nga bye bayita ekkanisa ya Katonda.
Those are what they call the church of God.
So nga ate ly'ekkuŋŋaaniro ly'ekkanisa.
Yet it's the synagogue of the church.
Era nga Mukama waffe bw'aba bw'akunona ekkanisa.
When God is to come for the church.
Tajja kunona bizimbe.
He will not come back for buildings.
Anona ekkanisa etalina bbala newankubadde olufugiro.
Come back for a church without spot nor wrinkle.
Naye nakugamba mu mwaka gwa 312.
I told you in 312.
Roma. Abaroma.
The Romans.
ngabaita mu Roman Catholic
on the path to the Roman Catholic
basarawo kusanya we kanisa itamulira mu
started to destroy the church which moved in the people
abaye kobanye ne Satan
he has the contact with the devils
ne bazimbe kizimbe kibaita St Peter Basilica
build the building called St Peter Basilica
bakiyingize mu bana ba bana bafe na bana bonna
enter it in the minds of all our children and our children that's what is the church
era abantu edini sona zemura me
all religions you see
ezitamulira mu kuzimbe bizimbe nge kanisa
moving building as church
zona zili once wa
all of them are under that beast
Roman Empire
the Roman Catholic they move and build the building and they call it the church of God Jesus is going to come back for you as church not meant to be with the spot nor wrinkles it's built by spiritual gifts but if these are all things change long time
period
of the council of the devils which is false after they build those buildings they put in them much prophecies spirit of council which is false many things which they change like the gospel of the kingdom of God the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness the church was changed even the gospel could be changed let's hear Ephesians 4 verse 13
okutuusa lwe tulituuka ffenna mu bumu obw'okukkiriza n'obw'okutegeera omwana wa Katonda lwe tulituuka okuba omuntu omukulu okutuuka mu kigero eky'obukulu obw'okutuukirira kwa Kristo tulemenga okubeera nate abaana abato nga tuyugana nga tutwalibwa nga buli mpewo ey'okuyigiriza mu bukuusa bw'abantu munkwe olw'okugoberera ng'okuteesa okw'obulimba
waliwo kye bayita okuteesa
okw'obulimba
nga mwoyo gw'okuteesa
kw'abasitaani eryo
lyerimu ku jjembe ly'olaba ku
nsolo eyo waga
amayembe abiri
ageefaananyiza
nga ag'omwana
gw'oba
emyoyo y'ebiri emibi naye nga giyambaza ekifaananyi kya
Kristo
era bwe bulokozi obwowulira obw'obulimba
the counsel you hear which is deceptive
wabeerayo yesu naye nga yeewuunyisa
there is a Jesus but this Jesus is surprising
abeerawo amusumba
he is possessed by a pastor
era nga bagamba yesu waagundi
and they said the Jesus of that person
kakati mmwe temukikebera
now you don't check that
mugoberera kigoberere
you just follow it
kumba oli apossessingiddwa muzimu ogwefudde yesu
yet the others been possessed by a demon which claims to be Jesus
bakristo ab'obulimba
the Christ which are false
yesu omutuufu
the rightful Jesus
katonda bweyagala ensi n'okutuwa n'amutu wa fenna
the one whom God loved the world gave him to all of us
nga mu Yokaana 3:16
John 3:16
era nga tabeera wa muntu
and is not possessed by a specific person
ate tabeera wa mu kifo
and is not of a specific place
banga waliwo abalina ba yesu b'omu bifo
byabwe
ebintu bingi by'ogenda okuba nga
olabaobulokozi
obw'obulimba yesu
yeebazibwe
bino bwe bulaguza obutera okubeerayo era nga bukolebwa omuzimu
ogwo
oba malayika oyo eyagwa
eyeefudde
ejjembe eryefaananizanga amayembe gali agali omusanvu agali ku mukama
waffe which are like the Lamb of God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Demon,
but it's a demon prophesying. Prophesy whatever comes in your mouth.
You know,
now the demon will fall upon you, will speak whatever you find. Let's hear.
Act 16:16.
Act 16:16
awo olwatuuka bwe twali tugenda wali awaasabirwanga omuwala eyaliko dayimooni alagula n'atusanga
yaliko omuzimu gukola
she had a demon prophesying
nga gulagula
and it prophesied
era bangi banekambabuulire
let me tell you friends
mazima omuntu asobola nakubuulira ku lubwe lifaanana
truly someone can't tell you even how heaven appears
tayinza nakunyonyola biriyo wadde
they can't even explain you what is there
akulagulako mmere nga bw'osasula
they prophesy upon you food as you pay for that
ebyamagero nga byakusulira byakusimbira layini
miracles are for lining up and paying for them
byakusigira
they are for sowing for them fast
Nihinga jorie yoga mkama alimukutura
gwe. Yet you out there saying God is prophesying upon us.
Nihinga muzimu.
But it's a demon.
Ngamuga mamuli mburoko zibigena mumaso.
When salvation is moving on.
And bifanagana nge bya Yesu.
For it appears like of the things of Christ.
Kumanyia batume bala kulanga.
Apostles who prophesied.
Wotunulira bannabbi na batume.
When you look at the prophets and apostles. The prophecies they gave us, they gave them to us of this life and the next life coming. And they tell you first align yourself with God and understand things of the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and this will be added you. But we go in things they call salvation and they bear unto us the things of the world. And we think that's the Christ.
These
demons make money through that
service
in those prophecies.
And
the men in those salvation, which is deceptive,
they gather
baskets upon baskets and trucks of money. But when you ask them where the money goes, you remain there still asking God to take care of you.
But
as for them, they have eaten all the tithes and the offerings.
In
the house of God, there is nothing like something to eat. And you can't even go there that you get to be helped. They cloth so much the sheep's skin and they help when they cover it on the camera.
When
you see on television, you think they are helping. You stand up from here, go there when you're not on television.
Go see people
who mop such places in the synagogues.
They
will tell you the way and the lifestyle they're in.
Acts 16 verse 16.
You hear a demon?
Those people,
the servants of God, they have gone where they pray from.
And
let me tell you, demons of prophecies in places where they pray from, they have no wisdom of the word of God. They have no understanding. They have not even knowledge. They are always praying. Demons are in those places and they begin to prophesy on them. And you concentrate on that. They attach themselves to a few scriptures. And you've had a demon say, those are servants of the Most High God. They preach Jesus Christ, the way of salvation. People with the demons on them, they don't speak Jesus. They speak Jesus, but their actions are different. That is what will come to pass on them. It's in Matthew 15. They honor him with their lips and mouth and with their
mouths.
But their hearts are far from him.
They've
never been on him.
The prove your heart is not
of Christ Jesus, the Christ Jesus.
Do you
not tell you how Jesus is, where he is?
Why
can't you meet him? You are in prophecy.
As
you clap in the name of Jesus. Even the Jesus they tell you of, you don't know of him. Jesus, a mighty hand clap. Clap for Jesus, the mighty hand clap.
You're
going to see my Jesus.
Now,
you, your Jesus, when will he ever manifest?
Acts 16 verse 18.
She would
have prophesied a long time where they prayed from. When they reached to pray as they were in prayer, and they began.
Three million is going to make you rich. Yes, he
praise Jesus.
You stand up to say,
God has told you that.
Yet,
a demon has been seeing you.
And
this is even the money you left in your
bed.
And what is on your account?
And
say, go and bring all of it.
Because
that is the Lord.
After sowing
in the
Lord,
God is going to move your nations.
And
you forget Matthew 10.
We are
freely given, they too have to freely give. Now the Lord in those places, or the Jesus of those places,
was a darker yet
of sacrifice.
It,
the spirit you hear, which is not good, but in appearing like Christ,
and appearing
like the spirit of truth,
and to
speak of salvation.
And you have
had
those
who preach as way of salvation.
It
doesn't resist to speak of salvation. Spoke of salvation, but it was conning. You see, they brought a ring after of the blessed ring. And they bring trees of blessing. As long as it speaks of Jesus, you hear even takes witchcraft back to its source. What Jesus did such a thing. But you see the powers move.
Other
who speaks against him and is not strengthened in Christ.
They have come and they have protruded
the head and the body parts.
And
you speak again on the mighty man of God.
I don't
know whether those who spoke against Jesus did such to them.
But
there are those who spoke of Jesus that he stole timber. Whether even them he laid his hands upon them and he tormented them. Now, whatever speaks salvation was speaking of the real salvation. And you thought every place where they prophesy, the Spirit of the Lord is arrived around. Demons which prophesy are plenty. And they say,
one
of those who made miracles moving the lamb in the evil spirit, it was Jupiter. The other magician was called Mercury. All those are gods over the Romans.
Mercury
was making magic to check things, heal the sick. Now,
the
church did look through to say all the things. Is it Jesus? Let's move on to here.
Acts 16:18.
Now the problem.
They get
men standing well and we've stood well in the living God.
In the
synagogue, demons leave that prophet and he falls down.
The
prophet going to prophesy is struggling to stand. You wonder what. Fail to sustain the spirit.
They
put demons in you, fall down,
and
you fall on the ground as if you're in a shrine.
After they say
you're still young,
you can't
not uphold the spirit.
Now,
on the spirit and the human being who supports the other. The spirit is the greater one. To support the weak one. Acts 1:8 says,
but
when the Spirit will come, He will give you power.
Now,
the Spirit comes and wrestles you, beats you down, and they say, be filled with the Spirit. And you roll to the other extreme.
And
the Spirit comes on you,
you want to
address yourself, the Spirit of God is coming.
You see,
the pastor is doing his styles like that.
I wonder.
You wonder.
So, about Uganda.
Now, brethren,
all things
you call the Spirit of God,
and those who
have been called salvation,
some
of them is not the salvation.
Let's
see Deuteronomy
13.
If these prophecies exist,
and the
person gives a sign and it comes to
pass,
but when the God is sent you to serve, it's not the rightful God.
You
remain seated because they prophesied on you.
You
remain and you say salvation or not.
Deuteronomy
13 from verse 1.
Bwe wanaabangawo wakati mu ggwe nnabbi oba omulosi w'ebirooto n'akuwa akabonero oba ekyamagero, akabonero ako oba ekyamagero ekyo ne kituukirira kye yakugambako ng'ayogera nti tugobererenga bakatonda abalala b'otomanyanga era tubaweerezenga, towuliranga bigambo bya nnabbi oyo oba omulosi w'ebirooto oyo, kubanga Mukama Katonda wammwe ng'abakema okumanya nga mwagala Mukama Katonda wammwe n'omutima gwammwe gwonna n'emmeeme yammwe yonna.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Kakati ye Mukama agamba,
now he God is saying,
nti abalina omwoyo gw'okuteesa okw'obulimba,
people with the spirit of counsel which is deceptive,
okubala ebirono ebiseera,
of the seasons and times,
abalina omwoyo gw'obulaguzi bwa Satan,
those who have the spirit of prophecies of the devils,
balota,
they dream.
Ate basobola okuwa akabonero konna,
and they can give you any sign,
oba ekyamagero nekibaawo,
miracle and it happens.
Naye Katonda bw'amala n'akugamba,
but the God they tell you after,
n'akwewuunyisa nnyo,
and he surprises you.
Musajja ng'okumulaba olina okutoolayo kaseera,
and to see of the man you have to get money to see him.
Bw'amala okukola ekyamagero n'akusalira omutemwa gwa ssente ya
the miracle, he prices it the money you have to pay.
And you
forget in Matthew 10,
verse 7
and
8, he
moved, preached the gospel of the kingdom of God,
and
he heals and raises the dead,
and
he casts demons freely.
The
Bible says, freely you give it, freely to give.
For
the Lord Jesus healed
all of us.
After he told you give something to thank the Lord,
he didn't
price it himself.
They
were no miracles for lining up.
That the
ones of 1 million line up here, and the ones of 3 million here, and the one of 10 million there,
and
the pressing is being priced.
Kati icho chemulikeyo,
now that you're out in
era ne wankubadde nga ebyo bibaawo,
even though those things happen,
era ne ibalagulwako olumu nga bituukirira,
and sometimes what they prophesy
comes, naye mazima Katonda gw'omuweereza si yeye,
but the God you're serving is not the real God,
olw'ebikolwa ebiri eyo,
because of the actions out there,
kubanga mwerabirwa okubeera ekkanisa,
for you've forgotten to be the church,
kama waffe gy'alina okunna nga tayina bbala n'olufunyiro,
God is to come forth without spot nor wrinkle,
kale ne munyiriza ebizimbe,
you furnished and renovated buildings,
nga mugiyita ekkanisa ya Mukama,
you call it the church of God,
ne Mukama ng'agamba mmwe ennyumba ya,
and God who says, you are my house, I am on your heart, you open buildings for him in the season of God, and we tell him we open your house for you, that's what we first learned. Till God told us truth of all things as he passed through the journey of heaven, and he said you've forgotten to be the church yourselves.
And you
follow the counsel of the beast,
the
kingdom of the devil,
the
spirit of the devil.
Yes, you must
embrace Jesus.
So
now they say that prophets,
or
a dreamer, they give a sign, a miracle, and it comes to pass. Or a dream, and it comes to pass. But you see that Jesus tells you after. It's not rightful and clear. The heaven, they tell you another heaven. They tell you the poor will not go to heaven.
Lazarus, yeah,
now Lazarus, why did he go? You question.
You
begin to see the things they are into is different.
They
preach you this world every time the gospel they preach is of the world.
And
they forget the commandments of preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and its righteousness,
and
to make all people disciples,
people
who know the truth of the things of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now when we speak of the spirit of power, the second horn, let's get explained of the second horn, which is on this beast, the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil, the second horn, which appears like of the love of God, the spirit of the power which is not good, and its power
makes
you line up and it beats you all down.
And
you say God is moving.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
picture began to be lightened. What surprises most? Why
are
we telling that fake salvation? It was prepared by the Roman Catholic itself. It made the Roman Empire. Because right now I want you to look clear. Go to the Bukalango, the Catholic shrine there. And you go to go to Chiwamirembe. You see prophecies there. And you see how people fall and roll
over.
Just as in the churches of the fake salvation.
And
we ask, is God of the Catholics the one of the born again?
The
Bible says these two horns like of the Lamb of God, that these two false spirits, the spirit of the counsel of false, the prophecies which are false, the prophecies of the devils, and the power which is not good,
it
ended up making people worship the other beasts, that known as Roman Empire, its image Roman Catholic.
Yes,
it's the reason why today you see the men have gone back to get corals and clothes them. Things of the religious people, the garments of the big rings, the walking sticks of the bishops,
hands
with two horns like that.
You
find the pastor is being crowned.
His
lordship, the bishop,
Inspector
General Prophet One. When you ask those gifts in the Bible, you don't find them. And you wonder,
Inspector General Prophet,
Inspector General Prophet,
Doctor Simani Pastor,
Doctor Pastor.
These
gifts in the Bible, where are they?
His holiness.
His holiness.
Prophet General.
Prophet General.
Nanyini
Butokovu. He who owns holiness. The carpet they move by is a red carpet. The prophet sits on a white seat. Throne.
Umalatura kumiufu
kanoma zai. On the red one.
Don't
sit in it
as the
prophet sits in it as he prophesies.
It's
in the synagogue aside there, it's the seat of the devil. Priests have copies of the corporates. Corporates. They always call them the kings of the church. Those who inject much money in the ministry and they watch over that unrighteousness. You thought salvation was still moving on. Jesus told us there will be coming false prophets and the false Christ. He told you there will be coming a false fake salvation. When they come, they are false Christ. They will not tell us get out of salvation. They will speak of salvation, but it's wrong and dead. You want to see the spirit of power which is false. The second horn on the beast. And it appears like of the Lamb of God. What would I call the spirit of power of God? Jeremiah 23:9-10.
Jeremiah 23
from verse 9.
Ebyaba nabbi, omutima gwange, munda yange gumenyese. Amagumba gange gonna gakankana. Ningo omutamivu.
Waliwo otuuka ebintu byaba nabbi ne bikwewuunyisa.
Places you hear things of prophets surprise you and us all.
Nabbi naga, kakati ogera kwogera.
What is this? Tricks like that. Monkey style. What kind of
Hearts
of the prophets are surprising.
The
prophet sells you a jelly can of water. I've taken Jesus. You go with Jesus on your head. A jelly can of water is your Jesus now.
And
instead of their photo, you put it in your business, your house.
Tell
me if you're not in the Catholic things. Photos of Mary. For you, do you have a photo of your prophet? Some of you have come from there. There is a photo in your handbag, and the wallet is your prophet. There is another in your business up there. You touch it and you ask a blessing. God, this man manifest a blessing here.
I told
the Roman Empire itself,
Roman Catholic,
the Roman Catholic.
You
have a handkerchief. The pastor, he's cleaned himself with it. It's in your waist. Told you it's a blessed coin. Never use it. You have it. The monies of these demons in the shrine, they don't take them from the baskets. Things of the prophet surprise us. The prophet sells holy rice.
Jesus
did sell the bread he made himself.
He made
bread and fish, he never sold it.
The
prophet surprised us.
One
prophet,
a
brother said he put a club.
Simanyu psalms and verses.
I hear psalms and verses.
Seven thousand kirabu.
You pay 1 million shillings.
Saints
who have never worshipped Baal. 7,000 club. But when you hear, you say is the one standing so far.
After
he calls you 77 dogs.
You pay money to enter the 7,000 of God's reserves.
Don't
read whether they in these reserves paid money to be there in the
7,000.
Tomorrow
we're going
to go 77. Let's move with them.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus.
When you enter the 7,000, you are foolish
that you even paid 1 million shillings to enter. You
already
bless you and thank him for saving you. You go with every congregation thinking whatever is there is
salvation.
Time has come that you don't forsake fellowship.
Hebrews
10. Don't forsake fellowship. Most of when the latter days are coming.
And
in you those days, those who deceive will be many.
When
you fellowship and gather, be careful of these things
and
prove whether way of gathered is right.
First Corinthians 14:25-26.
When you gather, you have to get a word of wisdom. You have to get understanding. A revelation. A
psalm.
A revelation. Those with a hymn.
You have to
go when you've gotten both in a fellowship.
But
to fellowship. Who is the
brother?
Say amen. All the drama out there. These are people you hear and have the spirit of laughter. When you check on the seven spirits of God, there's no spirit of laughter. But we know the spirit of laughter. That is Elis. The of the Roman
soldiers.
People would laugh. And they down and they wreak chaos and havoc. And they give the spirit of laughter. You are laughing, your intestines out. What are you on to? The things of the prophets are surprising. Let's read and see. Jeremiah 23:9.
Era ng'omuntu awanguddwa omwenge ku lwa Mukama n'olw'ebigambo bye ebitukuvu. Kubanga ensi ejjudde abenzi, kubanga ensi ekungubaga olw'okulayira, amalondera g'omuddungu gakaze, n'amagenda gaabwe mabi, n'amaanyi gaabwe si malungi.
Obanje bagajja.
Do you know where they get their power?
Amagenda mabi.
Their way is evil.
He
tells you, I've gone to America. Yet they have gone to Bermuda Triangle. Under the ocean. They come back with power. Caterpillars walking, you know God is moving. Where they go to get power, you don't know. They travel to America, yet they have gone under the ocean. We've got the mountain to see God. And the
reader
they call Tamuzer. And they lie to their speaking tongues.
Tamuzer,
they are calling him. I
can
tell you in tongues right now.
Pastor,
what are you praying? We are in tongues.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus and weepings.
And
the power is not good.
It
has held you. You struggle with it.
Pastor, yeah.
The power of them is so surprising.
As
you feel, you feel something is pulling on you.
Something
is entering you, and the spirit is come. You shake like that. You know, spirit of the shrine. One day when I was young, they took me at the Busoga side.
There was
one of our father settled there.
He
told us
that
God in the they first go to a shrine. Now we went aside. And my one brother of mine, people were surrounding the altar like this. This chain prayer.
They
are surrounding like that. They sit on the shrine like that. On the altar, around it. And you hold those poles in the shrines. You sing songs like that. You shake your heads.
Okay.
You begin to say the motion is increasing as the spirits have arrived.
Now,
the intercessors of the shrines, those shrine helps.
But who has suffered?
Nobody is suffered. One begins to shake like that.
But
let me show church was moving on.
Take
salvation and power, which is the good. And they can say,
we are
going to welcome the Spirit of God. You put a play a song.
Kuriro moyo,
Ariwanu is here. The spirit is alive.
Oh, my was so
the first thing for him to arrive. Now, what's surprising?
John 14:14.
That the 20. When the spirit comes, he has to live in the church.
The
Bible says he will be always in you.
Now,
this one you see for it as it's coming. And you begin song. As you're there,
it's like an iron.
Now you have to handle them, tie them with ropes. The spirit has no order. You know, the demons,
and
human being, they can make them fall in the fire. In the shrine, it rolls them into the fire. They told God is scratching people. Now things of prophets, they are so surprising. What surprises is this fake false salvation. This beast,
and
two horns like of the Lamb of God, is to say these two spirits, which are false,
then
they appear like the Spirit of Christ, some of the seven spirits. But remember, because it's the spirit of the beast, the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil, things done, they are beast like.
The
spirit is roaring like that. Like a beast. And they're acting like beasts like that.
What is out there?
That's
from 1 Timothy chapter 4. Falls on you here like a hot iron on you. You don't even
want
to speak some things, but you are conditioned to speak them. The tongue is conditioned to speak.
That's what I mean.
Let's read 1 Timothy.
1
Timothy 4, verse 1.
Nayo moyo ayogera lwatu nti. Munako ezoluvanyuma walibawo abaliva mu kukkiriza nga bawulira emyoyo egikyamya n'okuyigiriza kwaba setaani olw'obunnanfuusi bw'abalimba nga bookebwa emyoyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma ekyokya
okibona emyoyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma ekikola kya
seared of their spirits like an hot iron.
Omwoyo guli kukugwako n'owulira
the spirit falls on you, what do you feel? The mouth struggling. That's why it falls on the women. Down. They throw their legs, everything.
Apart.
And they are supporting, tying them.
The
woman is throwing herself and. As you went back to your homes, and you
are
messed up in your parts.
Men
wondered where you came from. By the time you reach home, messed up my wife. That's why many of you, the husbands, abandoned you. Some of them fall down. The demonic spirits have intercourse with them. And they are seeing themselves somewhere. Those synagogues, some called churches. In them they have mats. The pastor tells you to sleep there. I'm going to make you sleep for 3 hours. And your spirit is elsewhere.
The
demon is using you.
They
still grunting like you are in a bedroom. And you're in the marital dining.
Evil
acts. You are groaning, funny noises, foolish things. Some men fall flat like that.
Demons
are
slow.
They have no elasticity, it's not more there. They want to sodomize another. Get the demon position them proper. Stand, they don't see it. It reaches on them a wild act. After the boy begins to hate them, they marry their fellow men after. And the girl says, me, I'm married to Jesus. They have no appetite or feelings to get married.
They must
sleep on them and take all their appetite away. You saw power. You forgot the power which is not good is existing. This is a beast, but it is turned in salvation. The spirit of the devil itself is the kingdom of the devil. Acts 8.
He
said that man has the great extreme power. When he reaches, when you call 3 times,
Jesus.
And you all fall down. Even pastors, all of them, they fall down like that.
I did
no more understand.
No gamba yi.
You wonder.
Ato mo yari mbulijia kwa saba na atena ya gunte.
If this person who has fallen.
Kumbe. Oyara shinga amani amavi. Ayingide wo.
Evil powers he has arrived.
Bunomusigato mumusindia sindia kwa mwana. Asurasa.
He throws them down.
Aita mchibuga matala ni gava.
He passes the city and the
electricity goes off.
And he said the man of God has arrived.
Kumbe ni sambwa jidia kama sanyalazi.
People will take electricity off.
Kubanga singa cha hali timani mani kwa kwa matala. Yerusalem singa cha yake cho mungu.
Yerusalem
kwa hita yungu
lichisea. Every one of them have light for God passes there every day.
Yerusalem cha mungu mungu za singa cha yaka.
Yerusalem of heaven you think they
will not be able to live.
Any time God will pass Jerusalem, light will get off.
People
on the prayer mountain. That mountain was captured.
It's
coming.
The
electricity is off.
God
comes back.
And
the
is yes.
It's Jesus.
Is Jesus.
Why are you despising me? The one who was standing asked, why?
Katonda jakama sanyalazi.
God takes electricity.
Oruda kwa wakati kwa
wewe ndipo. Come back. He says,
"Why do you doubt?
Why do you doubt?
Pale na kukupa hadi nena kukupisha
Islam.
Mali.
Power. And what? And you
can't
do it again."
And where was some system of Katonda wabaja jakama sanyalazi?
Doubting if God is there, why this take electricity? You joke with this world. Let's read Acts. You see sorcerers. Acts 8 from verse
9. Naunikilizanga egwanga lye Samaria ngagamba nti ye mukuru.
You hear what he did?
Yakolanga dogo.
He worked sorcery.
Ngabantu baluza alina amani.
People thought he had the power of God.
Neinga akuruga nubera masaka nojjamo.
He would be with
you. If
the different masaka you could come with a demon at your limping to walk on the passenger.
Nali India.
I was there.
Echitu na chinyingi.
And something entered me. Now, prophet of God, I pray you heal me.
Okay, no,
you begin to speak. He looks at you like that.
And
the thing in you begins to shake like that. And he swallows it himself. And you said like that.
It
is to give an offering.
This
bewitch the world.
And they
put evil spirits in different people.
It
eats up your head and it rots.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
The
prophet.
They are bewitching
me. They
bewitched me. I got the tumor in the head.
It
put sickness on you.
And
the prophet looks at it like that. And like that. And begins like that. Beast with two horns,
right,
of the Lamb of God.
This
is salvation which is false
and true.
And the power is not good. The prophets are sorcerers. A jelly, and he said, you prayed for it. Oh, soap. And he said, no, what
happens?
If you have problems, you write them down.
They're
going to burn them, they put a
note
and it gets ash for each person.
Go put
the ash in your business or you don't get a blessing. You see money coming.
Yes,
Jesus, thank you.
And
he said, I have a song of thanking God.
But let
me give a testimony of myself. The man of God told the
apostles,
everyone with a problem, write it down.
They
bring it with bad ink. And he gave me ash.
Na
he told us
to put
on doors of our business. We're going to get customers. Thus I got customers.
Yes, thank you.
The ring of God blessed me. Yet you are in sorcery.
Acts 8 verses 10. Ne bawulira nga bonna okuva ku muto okutuuka ku mukulu nga bagamba nti omuntu ono ge maanyi ga Katonda agayitibwa amangi.
Okuva ku muto ne ku mukulu.
From the younger to the
older. Omuntu oyo takyali muntu bunda.
That person is no more a person.
Wawula ago ge maanyi ga Katonda agasinga obundi.
Great power of God.
Gakungaanira.
Is covered in him.
Akora mukoja.
Just does like that.
And
you're all swept on the floor. And he gets out
of
and he waves you down, you're falling.
This man
is the great power of God.
He
passes and all you begin to shiver. Yet he has demons on him.
He
passes and all of you air begins to wave off you. Yet he's a night dancer.
The
entire night he moves all mountains in Uganda. And he puts demons on teachers one by one. That it can enter them proper. From what fills someone is what gets out of them.
Then
you study demons one by one.
When
you begin to even fear a warm passing, it's on
you.
Then you begin to say, demons have attacked me. You know, that man is a night dancer. It's you who know him. I've never seen
him.
An apostle who was a farmer, and when they told him, when you reach, go teach things of farming. Even Peter was a fisherman, they didn't tell him when you reach, go teach them about fishing.
Because
he was a wizard, that they told him, when you reach, go teach about demons.
He
just made a version and made an advanced big shrine. He wrote a book and he said the angel seated on the host, Revelation 6 verse 1 and 2. He said that's the real Antichrist.
He
said the one on the white horse is the one who drinks blood. We have a book here. This one has a problem. Don't get the book of the Lord to read. You're going to get more lost, let me tell you. The Lord gave us a command.
Isaiah 34:16.
Look in the book of the Lord and read. None of them will miss its mate. The mouth of God has commanded it. The Spirit of God gathered all.
What paper
we need to know, it's all in the Bible.
Stop
saying they call me on the mountain of
Jesus,
but I'm in this fasting. How long will you be in that? If you know the truth,
the truth
will set you free.
Endless
fasting, you will never be
free.
You will know the truth and it will have made you free. And you're no more attacked.
Acts 8:11.
He
used to be witch, but he amazed the people.
And they
didn't know he was bewitching. But he has asked amazing. They go pray for the
sick.
When the sick sit, they shouldn't leave it. When the rich sits here,
they
saw all their things here. That's the one, the ashes they have, the intercessors at the same time. They are in there, wizards and their shrine helps.
He
first plants demons in you and plants you there. They are standing under watchmen there.
In the
ark, they will
not
fall. For them, they are there to hold them who fall. The one who lights
that out
in the shrine to keep us peace, they don't follow them. They don't follow them.
There
are others, the attachment they have.
Grant
you, they tell you, come, I pray, what's on you, me to clothe you. Let's finish here.
Acts
8, verse 12.
Naye bwe bakkiriza Filipo ng'abuulira enjiri ey'obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'erinnya lya Yesu Kristo, ne babatizibwa abasajja n'abakazi. Era ne Simooni yennyini n'akkiriza. Bwe yamala okubatizibwa, n'abeeranga wamu ne Filipo. Bwe yalabanga ebyamagero n'obubonero obunene obwakolebwanga ne yeewuunya.
Njukira biri byali bigenze kati
member his witchcraft had gone now.
Abadde aloga ensi yonna nga
bewitched the entire world and amazed it.
Nga tewaki alimanyi.
There was no more his power.
Kati agenda okutunulamu.
Now we began to look.
Abatume basabira tebasaba
kasente. Apostles pray for people, they don't ask for money.
Agamba ebintu byeri tubadde tugula amaanyi okugatapingako.
The other side we bought power to tap it.
Now
let me bring of money.
They
give me of the spirit they have. That's where you've been buying spirits.
But you are
buying the spirit of God. For it's not bought.
Acts
8
verse 14. Ne babatumira Petero ne Yokana, nabo bwe baatuuka ne babasabira okuweebwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu, kubanga yali tannaba kubabaako n'omu ku bo. Naye bubatizibwa okuyingira mu linnya lya Yesu Mukama waffe Yesu. Babatizibwa okuyingira mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu. Awo ne babassaako emikono ne baweebwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu. Naye Simooni bwe yalabanga okwo olw'okusibwako emikono gy'abatume baweebwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu, n'abaleetera effeeza ng'agamba nti, mumpe nange obuyinza buno, buli gwe nnaasangako emikono aweebwenga Omwoyo Omutukuvu. Naye Petero n'amugamba nti, feeza yezikirire naawe, kubanga olowoozezza okufuna ekirabo kya Katonda n'ebintu.
Kaakati abooluganda,
bangikuva
mulina gye mugenze.
Many of you are gone places. To be healed and you pay for that. Sown and done all things. That you've been doing is of the shrine. But in the spirit of the Lord,
that
never appeared in any place. To be healed after paying or sowing for that.
Or
after healing you and a price you have to pay for that. And the man reaches to tell you, the money in the envelope is heavy enough as an offering to God. If you finish it from your pocket. Now God forgot 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
For
he speaks saying,
the
heaven of glory gave us what we need in life, and for serving him.
We
get to use for our life, and we get to serve him.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So those
things many happened.
And
they told this man to repent.
He
told him you can't even get the spirit of truth. If you think the gift of God you can buy it. For in the Acts chapter 2, 38 to 40, he says repent. You'll be given the gift of the Holy Spirit.
So
Holy Spirit, they know where you can pay and buy him.
And
his spirit of peace.
And
where he is, there is liberty. Pocket margin Psalms 51, verse 12.
That
our Lord is the Spirit.
No,
it speaks like this.
And
restore the joy of salvation.
And
sustain with the spirit of liberty.
It is
2 Corinthians
3. It is said
the Lord is the Spirit.
And
where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
And you see
the other Spirit
and
its power. And their prophets were sorcerers.
Apostles
and pastors were sorcerers. Those who are out there existing and their salvation which is false. Let's end with this scripture. Acts 13 from verse 6. Acts 13 from verse 6.
Bwe bayita ku kizinga kyonna okutuuka epaafo ne balaba omuntu omulogo nabbi ow'obulimba Omuyudaya, erinya lye Balisa.
Owulidde?
Have you heard?
Nga yeyita na Muyudaya.
He calls himself a Jew.
Abalala bamanyi okweyita abalokole.
Many call themselves born again.
Nga banabbi balogo.
And their prophets are at the same time sorcerers.
Kakati mumusinganya uli yeyita nabbi ne mugamba ye nabbi wa Mukama.
Whoever calls himself a prophet, you call him a prophet of God.
Bikira batume sura ya 13 onyirwa musango.
Acts 13 verse 7.
Eyali awamu n'owessaza Omuruumi, Serugiyo, Pawulo, omuntu ow'amagezi, oyo n'ayita Balunabba ne Sawulo, n'ayagala okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda. Naye Eruma omulogo, kubanga erinnya lye bwe livuunulwa, n'awakana nabo ng'ayagala okukyamya owessaza mu kukkiriza.
Kakati abantu bangi bagenda kuba baagala okuwulira amazima.
Many people would want to hear this truth.
Naye olwa bannabbi ab'obulimba.
But because of the false prophets.
Bannabbi abalogo.
The prophets were sorcerers.
Abeetoolodde ensi eno.
Those thrown in this world.
N'abamu nga baliraanyiganye n'abakulembeze b'ensi zino.
Some are close to the leaders of this nation.
Okubalemesa okuwulira amazima.
To hinder them hear truth.
Naye nafe tugenda kubateerako essaala.
Which we are going to put a prayer for them.
And
we send angel Abaddon
of
the chains,
angel
of fire,
that they
burn all their powers of darkness.
And
we send to them angel Michael,
and
the sword cutting chains of the cord, those which have tied the
nations
not to understand truth.
And
many have been lied, they have been put in captivity, they have been put in the foundation which is
fake.
God this time has raised us as a nation called.
He has
given us light of all things
to
understand how they are to be done. Let's hear how they speak of him here. Acts 13 verse
9. Ojudo obukusa bonna n'okukola obubi.
Nkati bannabbi abaloko balina obukusa.
Prophets who sorcerers have hypocrisy.
Akola ebibi byonna by'ayagala.
He does every evil he wants.
Naye abantu ne basigala nga balina ye.
But people remain with him.
N'aloga n'avuma n'awe mula.
He abuses, speaks vulgar.
Ninga abantu gye bali
batudde. People are there seated.
Bobawulira mu bulokozi.
They feel it's salvation.
Tebamanyi nti mu nsi waliyo n'obulokozi obw'obulimba.
In the world there is salvation which is deceptive and false.
Tebamanyi nti waliyo amaanyi.
There is not the
nenga si malungi.
A power out there but it's not good power.
N'obulokozi obw'obulimba.
Prophecies which are false.
Obulokozi bw'obulimba.
Prophecies which are false.
Si ekintu ekitabeerawo.
It's not something which never happened.
Kituukirira naye nga tekivudde eri Katonda omulamu.
It comes to pass but it's not come from the living God.
Era nga kikukyamiza ddala okuva mu kwagala Katonda.
It totally perverts you from loving God.
N'okukola ebiragiro bye.
And to do his commands.
N'otandika okukola ng'oyo nabbi bw'akugamba.
And to do as the telling you.
Bikwa watume sura ya 13 onyole 10.
Acts 13 verse 10.
Nagamba nti gwe ajudde obukusa bonna n'okukola obubi kwonna. Omwana wa Sitaani, omulabe w'obutuukirivu bwonna, tolireka kukyamya amakubo ga Mukama.
But that will judge him even to
every time the pervert things.
As so many are when I tell him, and I will
be scripture distorted to indeed what they want.
Because to me, Sula Kumina Satu, when you are Kumina Rum,
Acts 13, verse 11.
Kakano Lava, Omukono Guamkama, the Gurikukwe, Onova Musiba one mass on Gatolava, Matolava and Julba, Evirovi Inji. Amangu ago ekifune kimukwako
kakati banabbi ba
now these prophets
okwetolensi yonna
surrounded the entire world
kwagala tubakasukire sara
wanted to throw prayers to them
basindikire ba malaika benji
we sent them angels of the chains
ba malaika benji tara
angels of the swords
bas bakurebe zimu ejo kibakozesa okulagula
that demons they are using to prophesy
just bibo mugunyo
buta and they are born in the pits of hell
atukumire ko malaika wo muliro
we sent on the edge of fire
ayo chibuli maninga akizikiza
burn every powers of darkness
kuruna kuulieri
on the other day
ogendo okuddo okulaba entebe zibera makunganiro gano
going to come back see the seats in this synagogue
sinzitula ko ba malaika abako
which fallen angels sit
abayita ba Kristo
those who call themselves Christ
eranga bambasimbi amakanda mbife ebyenja
some of them are based in different places
okusina obya tugamba ku bikuresule yokusa
like what tells us in Revelation 3
kangwe ko kusampo
ubire sample you of that
ku bikuresule yokubiri
Revelation 2
onyore 12
verse 12
kubekulira sura ya 12
Revelation 2 verses 12
era eri malaika wekanise yo mperugamo wandika nti bwati bwayogero yalina ekitala ekisale ky'obwojo obubiri nti manyi gyotuula awali ekitebe awali entebe eyo bwakabaka eya Sitaani
waliwo abamu ng'entebe gyezidi
there are some people and the seats are there
myufu banjeru
they are red or white
ngandabe ya Sitaani eliya
seat of the devil right there
alete ya ukarana ya papa nyochi
that's 24 from the one of the pope as pap say
bonala bendebe ya papa ngeli ko
liso deno li the seat of the pope with a big eye
ngandabe ya Sitaani eliya
the seat of the devil is there
baba gamba katonda atula mwenye
the god sits in that seat
eguru yetebe nesi yetebe ngelebe
is the throne
mwangara mtu zamukatebe cha
you want to sit him on what seats
nawe bakugamba lika wetebe ya Yesu
they told you nyumba yo a seat of Jesus in your house
na akasingi kembo mwake ndo so
a room where he will always be
atisoke tusabe bibi tuba kubira bakuru
first prayer
loko bili oruja no loko sa
see that on next Tuesday and Wednesday
encha tukenda mu rugendo lwe
kunzo mara we going to John of heaven
uchalaba bibi ekibinja cha malaika cho kutana
still the fifth group of angels
bawereza banaf
our fellow servants
atisoke tusabe sari
this first prayer that prayer
tusebura kumara gali kaba nabbi bo bulimba
just leave false prophets
no buroko zibwa bo bulimba
the salvation which is fake
na manya gatali maruji na obula kusi
how which is not good at the prophecies
kitafu mwenyezi wetu
Father Almighty
tukugurumiza
we glorify you
tukudijeje kwa
neti give the glory and the honor
ila tuwe yangura joli mpaka
we produce to you O Lord
nabu watuga matayo musango
Lord as Matthew 7
timwe yangura mwana kuri
wao knock the door will be opened
ila musabe mwana wewe
ask will be given
na yetu yangura kitafu
but we knock and O Lord
na tukutegera
we tell you that
we kitafu we kali mungu
you are our father alone in heaven
nabu chawa andikiwa
as it is written
kama wafu Yesu yatunye njora
as it explained out
matayo abili musatu mwenda
The Lord commanded us.
Matayo sura yo mukaga.
Matthew 6.
Onyoro mwenda.
Verses 9.
Ngagama ntwe mama musaba.
Say when you pray.
Musaba chita mwali mukuru. Sebo nafutwe yandude
wetyo.
Eranga tukutegeza sebo kabaka bakabaka.
Ko
watukamba.
When we told us.
Yo sura namba Philip.
When you basically Philip.
Sura yo kuna.
Chapter 4.
Onyoro mukaga.
Verses
10. No tukamba.
When you told us.
Tukutegeza ngabe twetaga.
You what we need.
Okuita mukusaba. Ne mukwenenya.
Repent.
Sebo nakasera kanu mukama.
Tujja
joli nokusaba.
Happy with prayer.
Natumaze okuyigiriza.
kuzibwa ku lusozi lwo nga bw'ososa tutegeeza ng'osinzira mu Isaya eyanamu 8:17 yekwa Mukama atuyigiriza okugasa naffe twazze ku lusozi lwo okuyigirizibwa na mu Isaya esula ey'okubiri weba lutuyigiriza olw'okugasa era omwoyo wabadde mwesigwa gwatuyikulidde ebigambo bino nabo wamugamba mu Yokaana esula ey'14 olw'16 tinaye omwomuntu kuwa alijja alibajjukiza byonna alibayigiriza byonna laba atuyigirizaayi katonda ffe omwesigwa n'atubikkulira ensolo eyo ey'amayembe abiri agalina ag'omwana gw'endiga kale lutegeera nga gyemyoyo gy'obulimba omwoyo gw'okuteesa okw'obulimba omwoyo gw'obulaguzi obw'obulimba n'amaanyi agatali marungi nga bwe tuwulidde se mu Mukama era otugambye nti bwe bulokozi obw'obulimba omulimbya limbya ensi eno obubuzizza abaana mu Mukama n'otuuka n'okubagamba nti mbalabanga muli eyo ku kitebe ky'abasitaani awali entebe z'abasitaani awali emizimu nate Mukama ssebo tukwebaza olwaleero kubanga tukusaba okkirize tuyimirire mu Mateyo 18 onyola 18 bwe watugamba kye munaasumula ku nsi ne muguru kinaasumulwa kye munaasibanga ne ku muguru kisibibwe olwaleero Mukama twagala okuyingira mu kukaanya nga bwe watugamba Mateyo 18 onyola 19 temunakaanya nga bw'oku nsi kitaffe agenda kikola tukaanya olwaleero Mukama okusaba bamalayika abagenda okutuweereza okutuukiriza ekigambo kyo nga mu Zabbuli 13 onyola 19 22 leka bamalayika abalina okutuweereza nga babulaniye esuula esooka onyola 13 14 batuweereze kubanga ebyokulwanyisa byaffe si byambuli na musaayi naye byamaanyi n'okumenya ebigo kaakano Mukama waliyo bamalayika balina ebyokulwanyisa byaffe mukubikula esula 15 tusaba osindika gire bamalayika abalina ebyokulwanyisa byaffe ayi Katonda ffe omwesigwa obatume kaakano okulwanira baganda baffe mu nsi yonna abali mu bulokozi obw'obulimba abali mu matiini n'abali mu masabo ag'obulimba sebo Katonda ffe omwesigwa basumulule olwaleero mu linnya erya Yesu ng'okusooka osooka okusumulula ffe Mukama kalobi okwesumula n'abaana bo bonnabona bwe bali sebo Katonda ffe omwesigwa bateebwe sebo Katonda ffe tusaba otumegere bamalayika abasaguzi basagule emizimu basagule amayembe agabasamize bannabbi b'obulimba abalogo abatuma abalogo tukusaba otumegeeryo eri mu Zakariya esula esooka onyola 18 n'olw'19 amayembe agabadde gasuula amawaaga agabadde gasuula Isirayiri agabadde gabonaabonya kanisa nagayita mbanabbi b'obulimba nagayita mbatuma ab'obulimba abasumba b'obulimba abulizi b'enjiri ab'obulimba tutuma abamalayika basaguzi abali mu Zakariya esula esooka onyola 19 basagule emizimu bagikafeke bagisagule wonna wekibadde gisimbya bakanda tusooka otuma mayiko alina okutimira mu nnaku zino z'oluvannyuma nabwe Daniyeri esula 12 olulina olusooka n'okukiira mayiko nitamuma ogenda ng'otulwanira tukutuma n'ekitala eky'olwogi ogende ng'osagula oteme enjogero z'omumisitaani oteme emizimu n'amaanyi gaajo agekizikusa wonna bagasimbye obaana bubwegura obaana bamasaza mu bbanda obaana ku nsozi mu masabo yonna mu makanisa g'obulimba mulogo bw'obulimba bannabbi b'obulimba tutuma mayiko n'ekitala n'omukubikulwa esula ey'omukaaga onya olusooka n'olw'okubiri malayika akutte omutego genda ng'otega tega emizimu gyonna gikwate gitega wonna ekibale kisinya amakanda gitega mu bwengula gitega mu biwonvu gitega wonna ekanisa eryoka efuka empanguzi n'okukirawo kubanga bayibuli egamba baluna esula ey'omunaana nti Mukama waffe w'abeera ku mwaffe omulaani n'ekuli mawanguzi n'okukirawo bayibuli kyeva etulaga mu kubikulwa esula ey'omukaaga onya olusooka n'olw'okubiri malayika atudde ku ndogo y'enjeru ng'alina omutego ye malayika mayika omulwanyi w'entalo alabika mu Daniyeri esula ey'ekumi erunya 19 21 agenda ng'awangula genda ng'owangula ku lwaffe mayika genda ng'owangula wangula emizimu gyonna wangula amaanyi gakizikiza agali mu makanisa ag'obulimba ebyobulokozi ebyobulimba abatuma ab'obulimba bannabbi b'obulimba abasumba b'obulimba obulizi b'enjiri ab'obulimba amadiini ag'obulimba enzikiriza ez'obulimba kubasamiza yonna mubiwonvu yonna mayika tukutumye tutumireko malayika w'enjegere malayika bedoli gendereko okusiba Bible yegamba Matayo 12 ongera ni mwenda osobola kuyingira mu nyumba yo amanyi ononene ni muje okuja kongo osose nokwata no sina mizimu o Uganda kwaso uyingira obuli Matayo 18 ongera 18 Bible yegamba chamana siba kuchi kila siba mukuru tega sero tumeke ndiye mamara kabengegere okusina mizimu Bible yegamba kubikuru sura ya 12 Malaika wa ulijegere na furuma na pato kusira mishikamu okusira sitari kakano tumegere wa ikura ijegere kwa kule mwana maraja badoni kwa mkumikula sura ya mwenda onye kumina ulimu asira mishu na mandi kachikusa kwa mwana kwa mwana mpada kwa mwana kwa mwana samise kwa mwana kwa mwana suji wa mili kwa mwana kwa mwana kwa nabi wa mwana kwa tuma wa mwana kwa suma wa mwana kwa matini ya kwa mwana kwa naku usozi kwa namu biwogu kwa jira wa mwana Mujudi ya sule soka Onyoro mkaza Saibuli ya gamba Kukulaika Kabateku mabitimu wabi yawe Haba kumina mungja kere Esha chiziki za wasi Otuwa kuna kuma musango Tosindi kama simu mdungu Tosindi kama simu mdungu Na ya mungja wenda kama Mungja kere wasi Zile mao kumbe okuru mbe kanisa Zile mao kumbe okuru mbana wa katona Kuma mungja ya basile Mungja wenda kama Baibuli ya gamba Pite choku hili Esule yoku hili Onyoro kuna ya maraika bata kumamitiwa ya hawa kumina mwenye kere za chisipi za wansi kukuna kuna kuna msangu elisipo jisimuwe mwenye mwenye kuma kukuna kuna kuna msangu kaibuli ya gami liko kwa tume kuna mkaga onye kuna mkaga elifuwa nisine misabiru wamu hili muda imo ni zira kula meka kano sindi kajira maraika eta imo ni zira kula eta imo ni zira kula zira damani ya chisipi za misi kuatiwe jisimiwe mwenye mwenye kuma kukuna kuna kuna msangu Tumira kwa malaika wa mlio. Tumira kwa malaika wa mlio. Alimu kumikuwa sura 14. Onye 18. Malaika wa mlio. Tukutuma. Kwa mlio kuchoto chao kama ijazabu. Ese kari 10. Onye usoka. Pakoro kutanu. Malaika wa mlio. Eka sude mwene kumura. Kwa mlio. Kuchoto chao kama ijazabu. Masira kumange chisikusa. Masira kumarugo. Ogula kwa mli mkona. Ogula kwa mli mwusonda. Ogula kwa mli kumirango. Eti ya basumba. Kwa makarisa kwa mlimba kwa kima wa mlimba maleka wa mlilo yocha wele mwini ya tulase ezekeri esule ya mnana nebasimbe ya misimu mwusenge kumeliana jingira makarisa wana wanda kubututi nebasimba wawu na yetu ni maleka wa mlilo ayocha mlimanga chisikisa maleka wa mlilo kukutuma ukocha amanjika ya chisikisa kukutuma ukocha enduwa ndembi panabi wa mlimba zibaroze ya batu panabi ya mlogo Zimaloze kanisa Okusawala kujitia musenta Okusawala kujitia musenta Wange nioreje jile kula Minyasi Jibane jiba nyaga Jibane jibe kanisa Ya kanisa na ya yana Nye mkama tumejerewa maraika Okutukirizo mwini mkudo Mwinyere ya mkama afo yesu Mwana katonda mwini Mkama tulagira lero Mwami yoso sure kumi Mwinyere kumine bilo kukira Yoso abu ya nagire njuba Na mwezo kuhimi nila Paka anga tumazo kuangula Neka kano tulagira jerewa maraika Okusikara galibu wana Paka anga tumazo kuangula Mwinyere ya yesu Mwana katonda mwini Eku wajino utonde wana Maraika wa mazi Arimu kumukula sure kumina wa mkaga Orinyo sure kumina wa mkaga Maraika wa utonde Adama utonde mwana Embuzi ne koko Ewa deni kurenga sadaka Wabuta dema kuweleze wa sitani Wanga babuli yegama Barumi sure mnana Eule kumina mnana Paka mwini mutano Baibuli yeraka Ndiyo utonde Kuweleze wa nafe Kuwa lagiro kuchusha Sadaka zoneze koko Ezami nyonyi Hava sameza zebabate makoyesha Wabuta dema kukora Mwinyari ya yesu Mwatuwa sindi kina msai kwa yesu Mwukukere virunji Mwukusinga msai Kwa wale Yesu Kwa wale chitafo
Thank you, God, standing with us. For you bear with us to now.